Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. Well, yesterday we got the bar pot. Your profit was 6 times your outlay. If you got on, well done, go collect. Today we're racing out at the Vol. We're on the classic track with an 8-race program and the first kicks off at 12:40. Here are your Vol market movers. In race 1, number 7 on the verge from 33 to 10 has been smashed in the market into 2 to 1. In race 2, number 3, ultra quick from 18 to 10 into 14 to 10. In race 3, number 3, Boston Lights. So from some outside support from 10 to 1 into 7 to 1. In race 6, number 6, Bolito from even money into 8 to 10. And in race 7, number 2, Money Fighter from 11 to 2 all the way into 3 to 1. Some big support for Money Fighter. And those market movers were offered by Hollywood Bets. Our best bet of the day comes up in race 2, number 3, Ultra Quick. Now, Ultra Quicks had 2 runs, and they were both very impressive. First time out, running on very strongly over the 1200 at, on the inside track at Turfantine, and he ran into 3rd place, 2 lengths behind Castle Town. Now, on that run, there were 2 winners. Coco Hill came out to win, and Ultra Quick did win his next start in fine style. He stepped up to the 1450 from a neat draw of 4. He won by 5 lengths, start to finish. But I still think over the 1200 is a little bit better. The comment last time, he was blowing and he was pulling fiercely in the race over the 1450 last time. So I think the drop back to the 1200 is definitely going to suit Ultra Quick. I think he's a smart horse in the making, and I think he's going to be hard to beat in this particular race. He does meet one danger in this particular race, which is number 1, Cavalier King. His last run wasn't a bad run, 3 lengths behind Waterbury Lake up in KwaZulu-Natal in a feature. But I still think Ultra Quick's on the up, and I think Ultra Quick will have his number. And I do make Ultra Quick the best bet of the day, around about 14 to 10. Our second best bet of the day does come up in race 4, number 1, Lady of the Flame. Now, Lady of the Flame meets a very shallow field. Lady of the Flame's rated a 67 and is the highest rated horse in this particular race by 8 points. So it just shows you how shallow the field is. And if she's got any chance of breaking her maiden, today would be the day. As I said, a very shallow field. If you go 3 runs back with Lady of the Flame, she ran a good 3rd behind Power Ranger, and I think that was her best run of her career. There were 3 winners from that particular form line. Grimaldi, Spartan Warrior, and Silly Fella did come out to win from that particular form line, and it was over the 1400 at the Vol down the straight. Her penultimate start, she over the 1200, she stepped down in distance. She ran a fair 3rd behind Hey Gorgeous. There was a winner out of that particular form line. McKenna Sky did come out to win from that particular form line. Stepping back to the 1400 at the Vol down the straight, McKenna Sky, beat Lady of the Flame by a head. She was a bit unlucky on that occasion. And it was reported that she had a respiratory noise after the race. But I think, as I said earlier, that this race is tailor-made for Lady of the Flame to break her maiden. And we do make Lady of the Flame our second best bet of the day, around about 8 to 10. Now, if we take the double Ultra Quick onto Lady of the Flame, it does work out to 33 to 10. Get those doubles on with Hollywood Bets. Exotic for the day is going to be the jackpot. The closing time is 14:25. The starting point of our jackpot is race 4. The jackpot numbers are Banker 1 by Banker 9 by 4 and 6 by the entire field, which is 15 runners, and we are going to include the scratchings. The jackpot works out to 30 Rand. I think it's a nice jackpot. You've got to get involved in it as well. Well, I really do think it's a nice card out at the vault today. And if they run to form, I think the bookmakers are going to be in trouble. From me, Dom Zaki, have a super day's racing out at the vault.